Following programs, views, claims, and or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us, and our phone lines are open. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you today. You can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air with your question here this afternoon. Let's open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air again today. Help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody today. And Father, we just thank you again for the precious gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you that he willingly went to the cross where he shed his blood, pay for our sins, and that he didn't merely die upon the cross, but that he rose from the dead victorious over sin and death. And we thank you for that gift of salvation that's made available to all who will call upon the name of the Lord. Father, thank you for that. Bless now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, welcome. And of course, today is Pearl Harbor Day. And it's important to remember days like this. We think of the attack on our naval facility there in Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. And, it's everybody, it kind of grows dim in memory for a lot of people. A lot of people who were alive at that time are now gone. And a lot of people who remember and have direct memories of that are disappearing quickly because as it recedes into history. But when you think of days like this, it's good to remember what transpired and the heroism of people who rallied to the cause. And I always remember when I was in high school, I went to locally here at Revere High School. We had a teacher back when I was there in the 70s who had actually been a young girl living in Hawaii. And she remembers, she said, she would always tell us on Pearl Harbor Day how she was hanging up groceries up on the side. She lived up side of the mountain, sort of. If anybody's ever been to Hawaii and in the area, visit Pearl Harbor. There's a national cemetery up there, the Punch Bowl, and she lived up near that general area. And she said she was hanging up clothes on the line that day when the Japanese aircraft came over the side of the island and began bombing Pearl Harbor. And, you know, when you talk to people and get an opportunity to hear people, one of the things I like about going into the nursing home that I do every Sunday after our morning service, we have a nursing home service at a local nursing home. I enjoy getting to hear from some of these people, their experiences, things that they've been involved in. And oftentimes you get people who have been involved in some pretty amazing things. I remember one gentleman who during World War II, he was in the Army stationed in the Philippines, and he was the driver for, and now right moment, the name slips my mind, I believe it was Edwin Murrow, I think the, or not Edwin Murrow, it'll come to me later on, but it was the correspondent that was killed in the Philippines in World War II. He was the last person to drive him around, and I think Pyle is the name there. But at any rate, it's just interesting. If I could encourage you to find a ministry that you could get into that'll really bless you, if your church does not have a weekly nursing home ministry, and when I say weekly nursing home ministry, I'm not talking about going into a different nursing home each week so that you can say that you're in a variety of nursing homes. Let me clue you in. My wife worked in nursing home setting for many, many years. She's a registered nurse, and she's had many years of experience as a charge nurse and various things in nursing homes. And I asked her one time, I said, what do people who work in the nursing home think? What is their impression of churches that come in once a month to their nursing home? Now, and let me give you a background real quick on why I asked her this question. We had nursing home service one time. It was the fifth Sunday of the month. And most months, of course, only have four Sundays. And a pastor of a particular church came in to visit somebody on the fifth Sunday of that month. They had a member of their church was in the nursing home that I go into. And he saw me going into the nursing home as he was coming out, and he expressed surprise. And he said, why are you here today? He knew that I came into the nursing home and had a service. He said, why are you here today? I said, well, Sunday afternoon, it's our regular service. And he said, well, I figured it's the fifth Sunday of the month, you'd take the day off. And I said, well, yeah, but the people who are here in the nursing home, they don't get to take the day off. They're here. The residents are here. The family members visiting. Staff are there. And I said, we have it every week. And he expressed surprise because at their church, they went into a different nursing home each week. And they get to one every month. And so next, it'd be a month before they get back. And so I talked to my wife about it. And she was charge nurse of a 32-bed Alzheimer unit, the last nursing home she worked in. And I said, what does the staff think about that? And she said, quite frankly, the staff in a lot of nursing homes, and she's been in several, and now as a hospice nurse, she travels to quite a few nursing homes, assisted livings, things like that. And she's a lot of staff. They really don't take U.S. serious as people who come in every week. And there's a reason for that. When you come in every week, you get to know the staff members better than when you only show up once a month. When you come in every week, you get to know the family members better than when you only go in once a month. And when you come in once a week, the staff member and family members tend to take you more serious than when you're only there once a month. And you become more a part of things than when you're only there once a month. Now, once a month is better than some people. There are some churches that at Christmas time, they'll get a group together and they'll go caroling in the nursing home, and they always enjoy that, but nobody ever sees them again until the next Christmas. And yeah, that's kind of sad that that's the only time they think of the people who are in the nursing homes. But let me encourage you, get involved in nursing home ministry. Let me give you another reason why it's good to be in a specific nursing home every week. And that's because with a lot of patients who have dementia, who have Alzheimer, if you're not there but once a month, quite frankly, it's hard for them to really remember you. But if you're there every week, they tend to remember you better. Oh, they might not know your name every time, and they might not know where you're from every time, but your face will have a familiarity to it because they see you often. From having been around people and being married to a nurse who's worked extensively with Alzheimer and dementia patients, I can honestly tell you that if you are not going into the nursing home once a week, you're not effectively ministering. Well, maybe some people don't agree with that. That may be true, but I put that out because I want you to understand what a lot of times people don't know. And they think going in once a month to a different nursing home, a different nursing home each week so you can go to more nursing homes and spread out your effect. Here's what I would suggest. If you're a big enough church, put a different team into each one of those four nursing homes and add one for that. Make sure that they go into each of those nursing homes every week instead of a different nursing home each week. Had somebody say, well, you know, we try to get people who can go in, but you know, going in every week, it's a lot of responsibility, and what if things come up and people get tired if they have to go every week? Let me refresh what I said. I said a nursing home ministry. I didn't say a nursing home obligation. You know, the Bible talks about when you were sick, you visited me, and Jesus said that, and when you go in and make it a ministry, the people who have a ministry in the nursing home, they want to be there. I have some people now in our church that help me on our nursing home service, and they want to be there. And Sometimes things come up and they can't make it, and we cover for each other. Sometimes there's things that come up, I can't make it, and people cover for me. And that happens, we understand that, we know that, but the nursing home has to be a ministry where you believe God has given you an open door to go in to these people. Many of them are our grandparents, our parents, our even as you start getting up there in age, your siblings and your friends and your neighbors. And as you go in and you have an opportunity to develop relationships with the residents, relationships with the family members, relationships with the staff members, you'll find that the nursing home ministry will really open up to you. Is it going to send a lot of people into your church? No. Is it going to give you an opportunity to collect offerings and see your offerings increase? No. Is it going to do a whole lot that improves your Sunday morning attendance? Probably not. But will you have the opportunity to minister to people that Jesus Christ died for? Will you have the opportunity to rescue souls that are perishing as they're at the end of their life, and they're just, in some cases, just warehoused there waiting to check out, and in some cases, they have nobody that visits them, and you come in with the Word of God, an opportunity to be a friend to them, and an opportunity to share the gospel with them, an opportunity to reach these people before they reach the end of their life with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a rewarding ministry, and you will see people saved. You will see fruit added to your account, and you know what? Guess what? Along the way, you're going to find that staff members and family members, sometimes they'll ask you to pray for them. Sometimes they'll bring their problems to you, and you'll have an opportunity to reach staff members and family members with the gospel. Might even see some of them come to your church, but you know what? Go into the nursing home ministry to reach souls. Go into the nursing home ministries to share the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't go into it to build your Sunday morning attendance. Don't go into it to increase your offerings. Go into it to reach people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and I just wanted to share that with you a little bit here this afternoon. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you. 888-677-9673 will get you on the air. Of course, we're brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and also by Frank's Antiques, located in North Royalton, Ohio. Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is located at 6668 Royalton Road in the center of North Royalton. And Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is open Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday from noon until 5:30 p.m. And you can call Frank at Frank's Antiques in North Royalton at 440-237-4393. That's 440-237-4393. And let Frank there at Frank's Antiques in North Royalton know that you heard about him right here on Live with Pastor Al. Well, I want to mention a couple of other things here as we're talking this afternoon, and I've mentioned from time to time a book that I've put together as a result of some of our Bible study at our church, Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, and that is The Coming Arab-Israeli Nuclear War. And in that book, I look at the countries that probably be involved, countries that won't be involved, and also a scenario at the end of how it might come to be. And with that, looking at things happening in Syria, happening in Egypt right now, we've talked about that part of the world here from time to time. And the Syrians have reportedly opened up their chemical weapons stockpiles and distributed them to the troops that are trained to use them, and convoys with them have headed off to various parts of Syria. And there's a lot of concern on the international scene what Syria is going to do with these chemical weapons. They've combined, they have what they call binary weapons. That's two components that are fairly stable and they're relatively innocuous when they're separated, but when you mix them, they become deadly, and that's how they put together to make sarin gas. And they've reportedly mixed the chemicals and loaded them up. And, you know, once they've mixed them, they've got, 2-3 months shelf life probably before they have to use them or dispose of them. And it's serious enough that the United States has a couple of amphibious assault ships in the area. They have the USS Enterprise carrier group is in the area. We have a lot of troops built up there on ships off the Syrian coast there in the eastern Mediterranean. In addition to that, we've also began setting up Patriot missile batteries along the Turkish border with Syria in case the Syrians try to shoot chemical weapons, rockets with chemical weapons into Turkey. And also we have troops in Jordan. The Jordanians are concerned. The Israelis are concerned. We have people there too. And the French and the British have each sent warships to join our ships off from the Syrian coast. The Russians, who are allied with Syria, have sent a carrier group there themselves. And they are warning that if we do anything, you know, there'll be a price to pay. And then, of course, down in Egypt at the same time, the Muslim Brotherhood, who effectively controls Egypt now, remember President Morsi was a leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, and he is now president of Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood and Morsi have essentially set Morsi up as what some reports have called the new pharaoh, and he has suspended some of the courts and things of that nature until they can get the new constitution in place, which, by the way, is basically being produced by the Muslim Brotherhood, incorporating Islamic law, Sharia law, over Egypt. And there's a lot of unrest in Egypt right now. And yet at the same time, the Muslim Brotherhood, who now controls the country, is taking, is receiving foreign aid from the United States as well as military aid. And there's quite a number of M1 Abrams tanks in the pipeline headed to Egypt. And I think they got about 1,200 of them right now, something like that. And we're sending more in. We're sending F-16s to them, things like that. And, you know, essentially arming our enemies because, you know, they don't like us. And they call Israel the little Satan, and they call us the great Satan. And, you know, you look at all these things, and you try and connect the dots, and you say, well, what about Iran? Isn't Iran kind of lost in the shuffle here? Iran is has been threatening to destroy Israel. Recently, when Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was in the UN a couple months ago, he repeated again from the podium at the UN that they believe that they're going to destroy Israel, or the world needs to get rid of Israel, something to that effect. And they're still developing their nuclear weapons and the warheads that can deliver a nuclear bomb to Israel. And the Iranians have sparked the episode there in the Gaza Strip, trying to get attention off from them. And they're also working behind the scenes, trying to aggravate the situation in Syria, again, trying to keep attention off from them. And certainly while the world's attention is diverted with the Gaza Strip recently and now Syria currently, a lot of people are not paying attention to Iran. And I encourage you, get a hold of my book, Coming Arab-Israeli Nuclear War, and you can find it at our website at live.maplenoel.us. That's live.maplenoel.us. And if you go to our website, I want to let you know that if you are using Internet Explorer, you're not going to see the website displayed properly. We didn't realize this, but we just found this out last week, that Internet Explorer does not work properly in regards to our website. Now, first off, Internet Explorer is one of the least safe, most ineffective browsers that's out there. And unfortunately, most people listening probably use Internet Explorer. You know, it came with your computer most likely, and most people don't think it makes a big difference. Internet Explorer is just like a virus magnet, I guess would be a good way to put it. And what you should do, and I get no money from this, and our church gets no money from this, the radio program gets no support from this, but you can download free Firefox or Chrome or Opera. Those are three free Internet Explorers. Each one of those is safer than Internet Explorer. Or I'm sorry, there are three browsers, internet browsers, Firefox, Chrome, and Opera. They're free. They are much, much, much safer than Internet Explorer, and they're much more effective than Internet Explorer. In fact, a friend of mine at our church, he runs Firefox and Chrome, and he uses a Linux-based system, for those of you who understand all that, and he doesn't need to worry about antivirus programs, where with Internet Explorer, you would not want to go on line without a firewall, without a strong, robust antivirus program, because it's just not a safe browser. But if you download Firefox, Chrome, or Opera, and like I said, they're free. You can actually find a link to them at our site, live.maplenoll.us. You'll see the whole site, and you'll also see the connections to look at our book, The Coming Arab-Israeli Nuclear War, as well as a couple other ones, Who Is This Jesus, and all. But you can also go and just Google The Coming Arab-Israeli Nuclear War, and you'll find it. It's available for downloads as an ebook. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. If you got a Nook or different things like that, you can get it. And you can get it at smashwords.com, things like that. And I mention that because actually, if somebody buys the book, we get some money from that that helps the radio program. That's one of the ways that we're trying to help support this program. But do pray for us, and we're trying to keep an eye on what's happening in the Middle East, because we understand that the Bible has a great deal to say about what's happening in the Middle East, and questions come up when we see things like what's going on there right now. Could we see Ezekiel 38 beginning to unfold? And it just seems like every time there's threat of a major war in the Middle East, people think, oh, is this Ezekiel 38? And in my book, The Coming Arab-Israeli Nuclear War, I show from the Bible that this cannot be the Ezekiel 38 battle. And one very, very clear proof is in Ezekiel 38. He says the land of Israel will be dwelling in peace and safety, you know, without walls and unbarred villages and all that. That's not Israel today. Israel today is more like an armed camp than that. And also, there's a number of countries that are mentioned in Ezekiel 38 that we know about, but there's a lot of countries that aren't mentioned there that should be mentioned there, like Egypt and Syria and Lebanon and also the area that is now Jordan today. And there's a reason they're not there. Really, Ezekiel 38:11, where it says, I will go up to a land of unwalled villages, that's not Israel today. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, that's not Israel today. Them that are dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, that's certainly not Israel today. But the Ezekiel 38 battle, something has to happen in the Middle East before Israel becomes a land of unwalled villages where people are at rest, believing that they dwell safely, dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. And I think there's a battle that's going to take place. It's the coming Arab-Israeli nuclear war that I write about, and I think it's going to take place. Possibly we could see the precursors of that coming together right now, and as a result of that, the end result is Israel will be dwelling in peace and safety. I believe that it'll also set the stage for the coming of the Antichrist and the coming of the Ezekiel 38 invasion of Israel. Well, we'll talk about that more, and might be talking about that some more on Sunday night program at 11 o'clock, if you'll join us here Sunday night at 11. And also want to mention, coming up in 2 weeks, is the December 21st, the Mayan apocalypse. And if you've been listening long, you know how much credit I put in that. But we're going to be on the air in 2 weeks, December 21st, talking about the Mayan apocalypse and being eyewitness to the Mayan apocalypse fizzle as it doesn't take place. So we'll talk about that. Just to let you know on that. And again, join us next week for another Friday afternoon program live with Pastor Al. Join us tonight for our Bible study at the Bible Baptist Church. We certainly welcome you to visit us there. And join us Sunday night for our late night live with Pastor Al right here on AM 1220 The Word, 11 o'clock till midnight. And certainly have a great weekend. And come out and visit us, Bible Baptist Church in Richmond. We'd love to see you. Night. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The following program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, and or representations may not have necessarily reflected those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications. Hurry.